We said at the beginning of the week after the Oldham game that you know, we had six games left and we want to win as many as we possibly can, and that started on Saturday. Because we've got that win, I think people were sort of like saying, you know, that's you, 50 points. Well, there's another 15 points that we can play for. So, me being me and the staff being who they are, they want to get as many as they can, and they're the demands that we've placed on the players straight after the game, and we will do for the rest of the season, because, like I say, there's an opportunity to try and build some momentum to finish as strong as we possibly can.
It must have a big effect on your planning, mustn't it, for next season, for what you can and can't do?
Yeah, you've got pre-season to plan and who you can play and not play against. And then there's also contracts to sort out. There's the issues of that and targets that you would like to bring in. So it is putting everything on hold at this moment in time.
You just mentioned in the contract situation of players there, Gary, that there's a number of them out of contract.
Yes.
Where do the players and you stand in that regard? Have you been able to have conversations with the powers that be above to see where you stand?
Look, you know, my view on it in the sense of I look after the football side. There were suggestions made to the previous board about securing players and securing long-term contracts. But obviously it's been well documented what's happened above us this season. And so you've got to wait and see the outcomes of that. In the meantime, whenever I've been a manager or a coach, I've always told the players that they come into work every day to make themselves better, to forgive them the opportunity to play at the highest possible level they can do. And that's the message still to the players, and with five games to go, you know. And if that means as a result of that, we have a repeat where we lose Bright to the Championship and we lose Potsy to the Championship, at the end of the day, I'll shake their hands and wish them all the best, because that's what I tell them to do every day, to get as high as they possibly can. So they wouldn't have any problems from me on that front.
But the last thing you would want is to lose players for nothing, whose contracts would
totally
run
agree.
Down.
I totally agree. And that's not a great business model to have then, when you're bringing in players on free transfers, developing them, making them better, and then you're allowing them to leave on a free transfer. You know, the idea is to make them better, and if you can, sell them on, or if not, tie them down so that they're part of your plans for a long time.
Have you been able to speak to any of your players yet regarding next season?
I constantly speak to them about football and things and that, and I've made them aware of what I would like, and they've obviously express their desires, but they're private conversations at this moment in time.
Northampton Town to come this week then. This is a huge game for them, just as much as you, isn't it?
This stage of the season, they're all like that. You look at the fixtures that are to come, and it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be go all the way to the wire, in my opinion. So we've just got to take care of ourselves, and that's what we've been focusing on for the last couple of weeks now, is not having to rely on anybody else, is being responsible for our own performances and the results.
And they're on their third manager this season already. I suppose it's just a way the modern game is, isn't it?
It's a shame for Jimmy Floyd, because I know him and I like him a lot. You know, they brought in 10 players, I think, in the January window. And what are you now, January? They're now in April, and you know, they've made the change. He came in and picked them up from where they were and got them in a fighting position. You know, I watched the game against Peterborough, which was their last game out, and you know, they lost that 2-0, but quite easily could have been leading 2-0 before they started the game ever so well. And then obviously at the end of that, their game, that result was Jimmy's final one. But you know, they've got a caretaker manager till the end of the season in Dean Austin, and you know, generally speaking, you know that there's going to be a response or anything like that. So you just got to make sure that we back up Saturday, and that's it.
Just to refer briefly back to the game at Sixfields earlier in the season, Gary, and it won't be a long comment. I remember your post-match interview where you said, along the lines of, not quoting you entirely, that for pretty much everyone with a Blackpool persuasion that day, it was a couple of hours of their lives they'll never get back.
Yeah, that was it. So we want to make sure that we correct that tomorrow.